At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show, taking a look at what went down in Seattle on the internet and for the nerds every weekday morning. I don't think I said that right. Pretty close. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, and the full 90 Soccer Time podcast sort of on hold right now. I don't even know what to do anymore. What day of the week is it? What day of the universe is it? What are we even doing? Okay. Obviously, this is how lots of people are feeling, and the experience is strange, because the longer I spend time away from human beings, the less I understand what's going on in common. So I have to assume that the things I'm feeling and experiencing are similar to the ones that you are as well. I'm talking with my buddy Sean right now via text about how many people are bored doing things, and I'm like, my God, I wish I had time for boredom. Then I thought about it, and I've done a couple projects. I've gotten handy. I like following directions and cutting stuff and gluing it together and saws and all that crap. I've never really done a ton of it, but I'm a good direction follower. I don't know what that says about me, but I've always been a good task taker. Like if you say, here's how you assemble a thing, or here's how you build the thing, or here's how you execute this program, I like can figure it out and do it pretty well. I'm my writing and that's where my creativity lies. It's not necessarily in other, like I was good at learning how to play the guitar, but not super creative with it without the help of friends, which is a whole other thing in itself. But here I am. I built some sound treatment for my studio and just PVC cutting with the, not skill saw, what's the other one? Miter saw. I have some panels and stuff next to my wife's work. It's pretty sweet. And then I built myself a little laptop stand for my desk here. What I'm saying is that I think I'm not really that bored. I don't have time for anything, but I have been able to take nap time for Space Baby, my toddler, and get some things done. I just know people that have spent probably like 150 hours so far just playing video games and pretending to work. And for you, I'm jealous of your ability to do that. I'm also happy that I have a family. And not that people that have played 150 hours of video games can't have families, but it's just my two-year-old takes up a tremendous amount of my time. There's a lot of ride the bike and silly activities and obstacle courses and being a good parent, I guess, that comes with that. I don't know. There's a trade-off. I guess there's a balance in there somewhere. I would just like to do more art projects, I guess. Or be more creative in other ways. Or creative for the radio. I don't really know. It is pretty weird that the weekends and the weekdays are just kind of the same thing. If you're listening to this, perhaps it's because you're working. You're like driving something or... And in which case, boy, you must be real mad at everyone talking about all the boredom that they have and the free time and the being locked at home. Good for you that you're out there doing the jobs that we need to continue. And it's a really, I find it to be a really interesting reflection on what's important in our dumb culture. Like we definitely, obviously we're always going to hoard money and whoever has the most resources is going to be the powerful ones. But like the people with the real power right now are the ones that are working at a grocery store, keeping that place going. However, the second they stop working, they no longer can afford to live because we don't pay people accordingly. So I always think that teachers are the number one people that we should pay. Doctors and teachers, pay them all the money. And then everyone else can just kind of fall in line. But I'll tell you, without the essentials being covered, without the grid staying on, as soon as we lose power, we're screwed. But as soon as, like without the grocery stores and the just like these first line of defense people that keep us, and our roofs over our heads and food in our bellies, I guess the power and stuff important. Without them, none of those other jobs matter. So doctors, teachers, and essential employees should all be the ones paid the most. And radio hosts, of course. There's a lot of bad news going around with the coronavirus. Obviously, it's shutting down the entire world, the economy's failing or whatever. Let's cover what happened here in Seattle over the weekend, and then I've got a silver lining of good news here on the news. Silver lining of good news on the news. How about some silver lining at the end of the news?
In case you missed it, it's the news.
I just want to shout out the Seattle Times. I'm getting all my information from them right now. Great job to everybody doing all the reporting. Hang in there. All right, here we go. Today in coronavirus, right now we're at more than 4,300 confirmed cases and just a few shy of 200 fatalities. It's about twice as many as last week. We'll see if by next Monday we have four times as many. Let's see if we see exponential growth. Pretty sure I got the math right on that. Maybe we're flattening the curve. Maybe this stay home, stay healthy, stay connected is working. The U.S. government is extending the voluntary national shutdown until the end of April as numbers continue to rise. 30 more days of social distancing. 30 more days of Kirkland brand sweatpants. Funerals are back on in Washington State. Hooray! Albeit with strict restrictions on how they're conducted. It's pretty messed up that people who lose a family member in these weird times can't properly mourn, but it's a social gathering and got shut down. Well, Governor Inslee changed restrictions so they can be held, but only if immediate family members may attend, and they must still socially distance. Four homeless people have tested positive for COVID-19 at four different homeless facilities, again reported by Seattle Times. Coronavirus don't care if you're rich or poor. Getting a test, on the other hand. And can we have a bit of good freaking news? Yeah, we can. Powell's Books in Portland, a real gym in a weird city, had to hire back 100 employees to meet the demands of all the online ordering we're all doing. Whoa. Please do this with local bookstores. Let's keep your brain full of knowledge and imagination and less full of people chasing tigers around. Hey, I like Tiger King. I know.
You just got news.
There's two versions of Nerd Talk today. One of them didn't talk about a condom shortage, so you can see why I added it. But the other one, I found this really fascinating that I don't understand it at all, okay? But the MIT News, their newspaper there, wrote a story about in the future, like we could perhaps power our like dumb devices that use Wi-Fi with Wi-Fi. According to MIT News, quote, any device that sends out a Wi-Fi signal also emits terahertz waves, electromagnetic waves with a frequency somewhere between microwaves and infrared light. I guess all Wi-Fi enabled things do that, but also like anything that has any heat, whether inanimate or like humans and farts and stuff, give off T-rays. So really just like me sitting here could in theory be powering my computer that's sucking up Wi-Fi, and the Wi-Fi, the T-rays, the T-Rex rays that are bouncing around could also be powering the Wi-Fi while it's using Wi-Fi. And just being able to collect enough of it to offset the amount of power that it needs to exist could be a giant breakthrough. Assuming that the stuff that makes us able to use the T-rays isn't made out of something that instantly kills Godzilla or whatever. Like we need to be safe, but if you could make that and then absorb the Wi-Fi signals, imagine if you didn't have to generate power anymore. Imagine how the power structure would change. If the people hoarding the natural gas or the wind turbines or the coal, if you're old school, suddenly had to deal with the power who made graphene. The people who made graphene. Weird. Anyway, condoms are running out.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The world's supply of condoms is in peril as plants overseas are having a hard time staying open, keeping employees there to produce rubbers. while at the same time, an unthinkable amount of horny people are bored at home. Half of them have wieners! If ever there was a business that needed to be deemed essential, that's it. As work from home continues to be a necessity for all non-essential workers, businesses are turning to constant webcam surveillance to make sure you're actually doing the work part of work from home, and not just the Rick and Morty part from get fat on the couch at home. Yo, if you can't tell how hard someone is working by the quality of their work, then it's you, person using police software, that isn't working correctly. Speaking of Rick and Morty, Cartoon Factory Adult Swim released a Rick and Morty Samurai short film just in time to help you kill a little downtime. And it is very bloody.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, go watch that Rick and Morty samurai thing. It's uncomfortably bloody and violent. I was actually legitimately like, pretty disturbed by it. Disturbed's too strong a word, but I was like, ugh. All right, this isn't like hilarious gratuitous. This is just like brutal.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.